Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Inspect a Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone with me, Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times and our resident Inspect a Gadget. This week, we go back to true wireless earphones because every one of us probably already owns one and wants a better one. And if we don't, we want a better one anyway. So we are going to be talking about noise-canceling true wireless earphones. He's got the three latest for us. And I have to say, one of them is very expensive, Christopher.
What do you mean? I thought you were going to say one of them is really attractive or you're very tempted by one of them. But
yes,
then you say one of them is very expensive.
Yeah. I was very tempted with all the specs and it all. I was like, oh, very nice. Oh, my goodness. Look at that price.
Okay. No. Look, but first you have to understand why you're paying this kind of money. Noise cancelling. So the theme really is noise cancelling through wireless earphones, which were unthinkable a few years ago. So when true wireless earphones first came, I think, a couple of years back, there was noise cancelling. It's a relatively recent feature that was incorporated and used to pay a huge premium for it. And now it's a very common feature in true wireless earphones so that you finally have a few to choose from. It's no longer, you have to choose one of the very few that offer true noise cancelling. And it's great. So I've got three here. All three have noise cancelling. But yes, you have to pay a premium. If you don't want to pay more than $200, in general, you don't get noise cancelling. But at least not decent noise cancelling. That's just how it is.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So which way do you want to go with this? Do you want to start with the cheapest or do you want to start with the most expensive?
Fine. Look, we'll go with the most affordable. And I find it very interesting that for $198, you can get active noise cancelling truly wireless earphones. That's a wonderful threshold. It was just like when you could first get truly wireless earphones for less than $100. That was a big deal. And now you get noise cancelling ones for less than $200. Again, I think that's a very good threshold. The Huawei FreeBuds 4, $198. You've got noise cancelling, you've got lightweight, good sound quality and the works. Decent battery life. Here's where it may be slightly weaker. Battery life is not fantastic. Four hours of battery life without noise cancelling. If you want noise cancelling, you want to play music, it's only 2.5 hours.
And it doesn't come in a cute little boxy thing that recharges it when it's not.
No, you do that. Yeah, but here's the thing. If all the marketing numbers on battery life add in the charging case, but the dirty secret, I guess, at the end of the day is you have to take them out and stop using them, plug them in to recharge.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like, I mean, maybe it's good for your ears, but you can't literally use them for hours on end. You have to charge them at some point. So, okay, the FreeBuds 4, very attractive feature set. The key being the noise cancelling for less than $200. Battery life, again, might not suit everyone, but might be enough for you. Again, because maybe you don't want to spend hours, or don't need to spend hours at a time on listening to music or video conferencing. And the price is very competitive. Of course, as has been the case with previous Huawei FreeBuds models, don't expect to use them, to the full potential on an iPhone. In the same way that, if you want to buy AirPods, don't expect to be able to use every single feature on the Android phone. But it will work. It will work on an iPhone if you really need to use them.
All right. Okay. Now, I think a lot of us use earbuds. Not so much for conferencing and meetings and what have you, but to ride public transport and listen to music or watch or listen to a podcast like this one will be, or watch a movie as they're going to work or going home or going wherever they're going. I mean, a quick look around public transport, everybody's got headphones of some sort. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, I don't think anybody is on the train or the bus for more than 2.5 hours at a stretch. So yeah, then battery life is not...
When you get off, you walk.
Yeah,
after that, you walk to where you're going.
Yeah, but nobody... Okay, fine. Nobody goes door to door in more than 2.5 hours. So, and if you do, you might want to relook your routes.
No, it's not just purely about commuting. So once you get where you're going, you sit down, you buy a coffee and you sit down, you study, you do some work at the cafe. But those earbuds are still in your ears, right?
Yeah, well, maybe for some.
Maybe. So not everybody.
So yeah, so there is a certain limitation is basically what Christopher is trying to drive home. They're not bad. They're well priced. It is true wireless and it is noise cancelling. But that battery life might come back to bite you unless you buy one of the more expensive versions.
Exactly.
Obviously wants us to buy.
There you go. So the two more expensive models we'll be talking about both have the same amount of battery life, which is 8 hours without noise cancelling and 6 hours with. Now, that really should be enough for everybody. And of course, you get up to 24 hours total in the charging case. That means it's good for, you know, two full recharges, you know, if you plug them back in. But 8 hours or, you know, without noise cancelling or 6 hours with, it should be enough for most folks. Okay. The next one we're talking about, I feel, has a very sweet price point for what you get. It's the new JBL Club Pro Plus TWS. Oh, wow, that's a mouthful. Basically, it's the JBL Club series, Club Pro series of earphones and headphones, the whole series of them. This is the Club Pro Plus TWS. It's $299. And I like these for two reasons. The noise cancelling is relatively sophisticated in that it's automatic. It detects how much noise is around you and then adjusts the level of noise cancelling to compensate. So it doesn't work perfectly all the time, but it's smart enough. It's something new and works decently. And it sounds pretty good for music. So I like that. It's kind of like, you know, people who have this old school hi-fi will know the loudness button, okay? And the loudness button basically boosted the trebles and the bass so that your music became super defined. Not everyone liked it, and it didn't necessarily work with all kinds of music. But the JBL Club Pro Plus TWS sounds like there's a loudness button that's been pressed. And I like the sound of it because it's good fun. Punchy bass, relatively bright trebles. If you don't like bright treble, maybe it's not for you, but I actually find it crisp and very lively. A great lively sound, pretty intelligent and innovative, automated, adaptive noise cancelling. And yeah, sweat resistant and decent battery life. So I kind of like this. For $299, I don't think it's too exorbitant for what you get.
Okay, clarify something for me. These are headphones or earbuds?
Earphones. There's a range. So the Club range, the new JBL Club range, is a range of headphones and in-ear earphones. So there are a whole bunch of them. We're specifically talking about the in-ear. So all three models we're talking about today are true wireless in-ear earphones. Wireless earphones.
Okay, yep. Got it. Now, the thing in the specs that you sent that I found most exciting were the three microphones on the headphones, which ensure crystal clear voice clarity, which cancels out all the distracting noise. Now, this is one of those places that you can use it for your Zoom meetings, and all of us have way too many of those these days. And a lot of us are on the go while we're having our Zoom meetings. So let's face it, we're Zooming on our phones rather than sitting in front of our computers a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. So I found that particular spec very interesting.
Yeah, and dear listeners, basically, if you're confused by all these specs that say, you know, how many microphones a pair of earphones or headphones has, particularly all things remaining equal, the more the merrier. because it helps your earphones differentiate what's noise and what's your voice and what's the voice of the person you're talking to. So it just makes everything clearer. Your voice becomes emphasized and then the noise gets filtered out. And you want that. So three microphones is a good thing. The more the merrier, really.
All right. Now, JBL, always known for great quality. Our next offering or his next recommendation, he's also known for fantastic sound. In fact, I like the sound so much, I have these at home. Devialet Gemini. I can say, though, it was very painful to pay for it.
Yeah, so Devialet is well known for the digital speakers and amplifiers, as in we're talking hi-fi at home. This is their first, the Devialet Gemini is their first true wireless earphones. And they are very nice. What I like best about them is the noise cancelling. And so they seem to have put a lot of effort into the sophisticated noise cancelling and the fact that it uses software and sensors to detect the canal of the ear so that it optimizes the sound and the noise cancelling for your ears. So that part's nice. Again, decent amount of battery life. I'll tell you, personally, I wasn't blown away by the sound. So they sound perfectly decent. But they didn't blow me away in the same way that hi-fi, like Phantom, the Devialet is famous for the Phantom speakers, which blew me away with the power and sound. These didn't quite blow me away in terms of sound quality. Perfectly decent, but if you're paying $459, and again, that's the price, right? You are paying that premium primarily for the fancy noise cancelling, and it's pretty fancy and very effective. But that's the main thing you're paying for, not so much sound quality. Sound quality is all perfectly decent, but you're paying the premium for really good noise cancelling and a very, how to say, it's a very unobtrusive form factor. They sit in your ears, they don't stick out much, they're pretty small. The case is a bit big, okay? That's the thing. The Devialet Gemini has a pretty big case, but the earphones themselves are quite small and meant really to adapt to anybody's ears. So stout earpieces, good and sophisticated noise cancelling, perfectly decent sound. But if you buy these, you're buying them mainly for the form factor, the brand, and the noise cancelling.
As I said, I actually have these. So there's one other thing that you're buying them for, and that is the voice call quality, sound quality is really quite good. What I don't like about this, I didn't buy it, by the way. It was a gift. My birthday was a couple months ago.
Lucky you.
Well, one of the other things that I found boring about these is they're black.
But that means they match anything. Black matches anything.
My ears are not black.
Nobody says your ears are black, okay? But lucky, $459, you're very lucky. Really, the sound, the noise cancelling, pretty good. And they're tiny, and they're supposed to automatically adapt to any ear size, ear canal, shape, etc. So lots of software going on.
The thing with Devialet that I do know is the engineering of the product is always very good. So yeah, it fits very nicely. It is very unobtrusive. It doesn't get, you know, one of the things we have to be practical about is I wear glasses and now I'm wearing a mask. So any of these in-ear things that I'm using can get sort of dislodged by my glasses and by the mask and all that good stuff. But the Devialet Gemini sits very, very nicely in your ears. It's not bothered by the mask straps. It's not bothered by my glasses, arms. So I liked that about it. I wish it came in more colours. I say this because you are paying a premium for it. So you should have options. So that was a downside. I haven't tried the JBL, but the JBL looks very, very interesting. So it's hard to say which one is the best one for any of our listeners.
I know. I really like the JBLs because I find a very reasonable price point for noise cancelling. And they sound fun. I like my loudness button. So they just sound really, really, really lively.
You're so easy to please, like Christopher.
Yeah, press the loudness. Give me the loudness. Press the loudness button.
The sound of power.
And yeah, it does. It kicks. It's a certain kind of sound. It's not for everybody, but it it won't put you to sleep. It's a kind of sound signature that won't put you to sleep, I'll tell you that.
All right. Okay, let's give them some quick information. If you're interested in buying any of these, the Devyale is available at their retail stores in Ion Orchard and the shops at Marina Bay Sands and on their Devyale website. The JBL Club Pro available on all the usual suspects, Lazada, Shopee, and also with JBL, which I suppose means that if you go to Quartz, you might be able to buy it as well, right? Because Quartz carries JBL stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then the Huawei. Huawei is available, I suppose, everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Huawei Experience stores, et cetera, you know. Yeah, pretty much where you find Huawei phones is where you would find these Huawei FreeBuds 4.
All right. And Huawei is available in ceramic white and silver frost. I'm just saying, see, the cheapest one has color options.
Okay, fine, fair enough. But these are meant to sort of go with the phone. So, you know, you want something that matches your phone because often you in order to get the most from the FreeBuds, you probably want to use them with a Huawei phone. At the very least, an Android phone, but even better, a Huawei phone. So, yeah, I mean, color options make a difference there, more so than standalone.
Color options make a difference to girls. I'm just saying to any of the designers who are out there of these gadgets, girls are now as big a buyer of gadgets as men. So you must always think of the girls.
Fair enough.
All right, so if you had to pick one, I suppose you'd say the JBL.
Yeah, again, the loudness button.
Oh, dear. Christopher Lim.
To be clear, folks, it's not literally a button. It's just a kind of sound signature, a very punchy sound signature. And the fact that it's less than $300.
All right, okay. So if you're looking for noise-canceling, true wireless in-ear, headphone-y, buddy things, I know I'm being very specific here. Then check out Christopher's recommendation of the JBL Club Pro Plus TWS, $299 at all the usual suspects. This has been Inspector Gadget. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is our resident Inspector Gadget, Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times. You are with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.